too hard.
I got shrimp.
Shriveled up.
Okay, is that what you'd say about them? Would you use shrivel?
No, I don't know. We wouldn't hardly.
Okay. And to get beans ready to cook, what do you have to do to them?
You have to shell them, or either if it's snap beans, you have to snap them.
I see. If you have one head of lettuce and you've got another one, then you have two.
Two heads of lettuce.
All right. If you had five children, would you ever refer to them by saying head? Would you ever say I'm going to have?
No, I would never do that.
Five heads of children?
I'd just say, you got five children, that's all I'd say.
Have you ever heard anyone refer to their children by saying, they got a whole passel of kids?
Yeah, they got a house full.
Would you ever use a passel?
No, I don't know that I ever heard about it.
Oh, okay. What kind of greens do they eat around here? You mentioned
turnip green. We eat turnip green, collard green.
Any others you think of that are edible that you might have in your garden?
No, nothing. That's only cabbage and collards and turnip greens. That's all the kind we ever plant.
Okay. Do you ever hear dried beans called leather breeches? The outside coating of an ear of corn are its
shuck.
And the top of a corn stalk is its
tassel.
The thread-like stuff on the inside of a corn.
That's the silk.
There is a yellow vegetable, it's practically orange, I guess, that the children cut up and make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
That's a pumpkin.
And there's another vegetable you might have in your garden that comes in different kinds. There's a butternut and an acorn.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of melons do they have, do you think of?
Well, we just used to plant a mushmelon and a watermelon.
Are there different varieties of watermelon?
Oh yeah, you can have my ice cream watermelon. It'd be plum yellow on the inside.
I never saw one of those.
They sure have them, all right. And then they have a stone mountain and a Dixie Queen and a rattlesnake and just different watermelons like that.
Are they pretty much the same, or do they taste differently?
No, about the same. About the same. Different taste. But they'd be different shapes, you know. They have this Charleston gray. That's a big shipping melon. It's a melon grows long and not too big, but it's a gray looking rind. And then that Dixie Queen has a kind of a mainly green and white looking yellow.
What's the best kind, do you think?
Well, I don't know. That old little Dixie Queen, mighty good little old melon, but they have a Cleckley Sweet. It's an awful good melon. Rooter used to call it. Rooter's a big place in New Orleans, you know, the Wonder Melon, what they call that. Rooter's Wonder Melon. It's a long green melon and about as good as I ever had.
Hmm. Is a mushmelon the same as a cantaloupe?
Well, no. Mushmelon, you can buy these mushmelons around there. But you know, a big old cantaloupe thing, they have quill melons and big mushmelons. But these here little small ones is what most folks like for breakfast and things like that. But now in the north, they grow heap bigger up there than they do down here. You take Pennsylvania, they get on up there as big as a little watermelon.
Now that's a mushmelon?
Mm-hmm.
What's a honeydew?
Well, that's a kind of a mushmelon.
It is.
Deer, you know.
Is it the white-looking one on the outside?